I'd just like to welcome Darby from the Darby and Joan Show. Hello.
Yes, thank you, Emma. It's different being on this side of the console.
Yeah,
I
know. Do you know, I had to fight him off. He was like, no, I need to sit there. I was like, no, you don't now.
Yes. Well, I couldn't sit here during our show because that would mean I'd have to look at Joan, and there's
exactly.
No chance that that's going to happen.
Well, that would have been quite disconcerting at any time.
That's why I bring the dark glasses with me.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
As you could understand.
I've noticed. So how are you doing?
Good. Very good.
You've got some really exciting stuff lined up.
Well, we started.
Yeah, but anyway, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, hang on. Emma loves sport so much that I think this interview might be over. I think she's going to nod off in about 30 seconds if she can last that long.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. I like watching it.
Yes?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, of course you do.
In fact, do you know what? Last night, I was quite moved.
Were you?
Yeah,
were
I had you? To go to the bathroom quickly. But anyway,
I'm
only joking.
Say, did you take laxatives?
No, seriously, actually. We came home. We weren't brave enough, shall we say, to participate in downtown.
Or stupid enough, as the case may be.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, there has been a couple of unfortunate things reported this morning. But let's focus on the positives.
Yeah.
I've got to say, Auckland did us proud.
Millions of people, well, not literally millions of people, but thousands and thousands of people over there, which is good. All different races, by the looks of it, different nationalities.
Yeah.
So fantastic. And I've seen it filtering through to Waiheke already. I've seen some visitors riding around, a group of English tourists, a group of South African tourists. So let's hope that it filters through to the island. It would be great.
Oh, absolutely.
Great for the businesses.
Great for the economy, yes. The opening ceremony. So where were you? Where were you last night?
Well, we had our sports show last night, yes. 6 till 7. So as soon as I finished, I nipped home, picked Ella up, and we went up to Tree Hill.
That's his much better half, shall we just say.
thanks for that, Emma.
Saved
bacon. We watched the fireworks, and I have to say, it was fantastic. Mm. But it was also coordinated because there was fireworks going off at Eden Park, and they were synchronised so that they were doing the same thing at the same time as the barges in downtown, and it was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Oh,
there was quite a few people up there. Took a little while to clear the place afterwards, but I'm sure nowhere near as long as Eden Park would have.
Wow, yeah.
And look, I do have some feedback too. A couple of friends went to town. They wanted to get involved in the atmosphere and everything. They couldn't move when they got there. Mm. And a lot of people ended up coming back.
Yes.
Which is a shame, but you have to realise this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a lot of people. So absolutely rammed, I believe.
Yeah, we left town. We left work early and left town at on the 2 o'clock boat. And I've got to say, just coming through downtown then, it was heaving.
Yeah.
It was reminiscent of a really full festival that, a Glastonbury or Reading where everybody is surging in.
I know that all the public transport was stopped coming into Auckland because they didn't want any more people in there.
The boats from Waiheke were stopped,
yes,
weren't they?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So you had to.
So there were a few people that were caught out there, and that's a real shame because there have been people that have had tickets for the game that didn't make it.
Well, that's right. That's right. I believe listening to the radio this morning, there were some people that didn't make it. So that's a real shame, and you'd be spewing. But you do have to say that if you're going to go to the game, you must have known you had to leave early.
Yes, I said that last night when people were talking about it on air and stuff. It's like there was plenty of notification.
There was.
I guess what will have happened is it's the usual New Zealand thing of it'll be right, I'll get there when I get there.
Yes.
And also, let's be honest, many people, myself included, would never have estimated how many people could have actually gone. I mean, you kind of think, it could go crazy. There could be thousands and thousands.
No, that's right. I'm like you. I would have thought, okay, there'll be a lot of people, but I would never have expected as many as I saw on the TV. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it was. And so did you actually get to see the opening ceremony?
I saw a bit of it. What I did, I raced home from here, went up, watched a little bit on TV before I left, and it was fantastic. Mm. They had, if you saw it yourself, I don't know if you saw it or the listeners saw it, but they had windsurfers going through, they had boats going through, and they really played out the New Zealand theme and in particular the Auckland theme of being surrounded by water.
Yeah, City of Sails. Yeah, we watched it, and that's what I was talking about being moved. I actually felt really proud to be an adopted New Zealander.
Yeah.
It was, as my partner said, it was world class.
And of course they were all
really
volunteers that were doing that as well.
Yeah.
And hours and hours of practice that must have gone into
weeks of
practice. So fantastic effort. And they even had to practice getting the stuff off the field so that they could get on with the football
of course,
as well.
Without delaying it. And did you see the part with the little boy? I think his name's Ethan.
Yes, I did. He's a Devonport boy. And he comes from where I used to live in Devonport. And fantastic. He's taken the media by storm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very smart young man and obviously clued up on his rugby.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know? So fantastic for him.
Oh, no, hold on. I think we're talking about two different boys. There's Jack. I think it was Jack that was in the studio doing some commentating.
Yes, that's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, I thought so then when you said that. Yeah, he was great.
Right, I didn't see the other one.
But there was a little boy who was doing part of the opening ceremony, the journey, as they called it.
Right.
And he was jumping over people, running over people's backs, and he was an integral part of it. And just thought he was amazing.
Young man, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's great that they managed to get the youth involved and from both perspectives.
Absolutely.
There.
Yep. Absolutely.
Oh, excuse me. So fireworks.
Fireworks were fantastic. It was the only thing that we had up in Trig Hill Road was the smoke from the previous barrage blocked a little bit off, which you wouldn't have got if you were downtown.
Sure.
And, of course, we didn't get the music in sync as well.
Yeah.
But it was quite funny because once the fireworks had finished, some smart Waihekian had brought along their own fireworks
and
put on their own firework display, which was really good. The whole guys just clapping and cheering.
Oh,
and
yeah,
but it was a real laugh. It was great.
Excellent.
It was great. And, look, all credit to the people from Waiheke because from what I could see, we were one of the last to leave. Nobody left any mess or anything. They took all their mess with them.
Good.
And cleared the place out and left it as it was.
Fantastic. As it should be.
As it should be.
And that's the Waiheke spirit, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
That's great. Okay, so I've stalled for long enough, I think. let's
back to sport.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Emma's favourite subject. Yes.
Okay. So, in all seriousness, you guys have been doing some awesome stuff, if I may say so. And the preparation and work that's gone into these guys' show is quite outstanding. And full respect to you. Much teasing will commence and will never stop. Don't worry about that.
We would expect nothing less.
Exactly. But it's been really interesting sort of seeing the listeners that won't know, but there've been emails backwards and forwards about some of the guys you've been interviewing and that kind of thing. So tell us a bit about it.
Well, to be fair, for the listeners that don't know out there, we have a show on Wednesday nights 7 to 8. It's called Crouch, Touch, Pause, Engage.
So this is an extra show from your usual
It's an extra
one.
Show from our usual Friday night sports show. And this covers the Rugby World Cup. And look, credit where credit's due, because Joan, my partner in crime, who can't be here today because he's impersonating somebody who's working.
Yeah.
And as we know, he would have loved to have been here because he has a fantastic face for radio, does
he? He does. He has a great face for radio.
But
one of the best.
One of the best, yes, if not the best. And I make him do the show with a balaclava. That's how good his face is for radio. But he's done most of the organisation for this. He's cajoled people. He's harassed people. He's harangued them. And he's really done all the hard work to get the show off the ground. So without him, it wouldn't have taken place. So I've really come along for the ride. So credit where credit's due. So he's done a hang of a lot of work. And we're covering everything. And of course, now that it's started, we'll get down to the nitty gritty of the teams and the results and possible scenarios for further down the track. So it's great.
That wasn't it last night then?
No, we've got another 6 weeks to go.
Six?
So you'll be just, you know, tuned to your radio. I know how much you love sport, Emma. On Wednesday night, we covered mostly the lead up to it, the logistics, all the parks around the country, what it takes to put the World Cup together, possible spin-offs for Waiheke. And we'll do a little bit more of that each week, and we'll have some funny anecdotes that we'll pick up along the way. And then we'll go through all the pools, and we have special guests each night. We have Mr. Vern Whitehead, who's the president of the rugby club. He comes along each Wednesday night. And what we're trying to do is have a different guest from a different country each week.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So we had a friend representing Tonga the first week.
Yep.
And we've got an Englishman this Wednesday night. We've got a South African lined up, and then we're trolling the Waiheke community to find people who are supporting other nationalities.
Great. So perhaps some people could get in touch with you and
They can, yes, either through the radio or 2397. Give us a call, because we're looking for people passionate about rugby from other nationalities to come along and put their two cents in.
Talk about their team and the match kind of thing.
Yeah. And anything to do with their country, you know. So, yeah. And we want to have a little laugh along the way, not necessarily at their expense, but we like to keep it lighthearted, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So give us a little taster of some of the guests that you've got coming on then.
Well, we've got this week we've got Mr. Grant Lilly, who's representing England. We're hoping to get...
will he come on singing the famous song?
I hope not. Joan wanted to sing it on Wednesday night and I wouldn't let him. So, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
That one. And what about Oggie, Oggie, Oggie?
No, that's the Aussie one. That's the Aussie one. Oi, oi, oi.
That's British. Oggie.
The Aussies have adopted that one.
Oh, have they?
That's for sure.
All right.
And we do have an Australian. We have the manager of the Bay, who's an Australian, very passionate about all sport. We're going to save him until we get down to the semi-finals, quarter-finals, semi-finals. By then, hopefully, the Australians will be knocked out and he'll be quieter than he normally is.
Right. And so I've got to ask this. What do you reckon England's chances are?
Well, they've got a chance.
Oh, there was a dramatic pause there.
But unfortunately, I told my mate Joan that Argentina are probably going to knock them over in the first match, so that'll probably dent their chances. But no, they're in with a chance. I would say England, Australia, South Africa and New Zealand would be the four, I would think.
But you think Argentina could beat England?
They could, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they'll go out.
But you know that'll be hard for some English people to take.
It will be. I'm hoping it happens because, boy, I could make some hay while the sun shines, I tell you, particularly since the Kiwis won last night.
Yes, yeah, and I've got to actually confess, I did watch part of it.
Yep.
So
yep.
I thought I watched all the opening bit.
Right. You mean the haka and then you turned over to Coronation Street.
Oh, that was quite... No, I didn't actually. I did actually watch part of the match and then I said to my beloved, okay, I'm bored now. Can we skip to the end?
Yes. I go back to my macrame, dear?
No. So, yes, it was really good. It was good.
A highlight package would be your cup of tea, wouldn't it?
Actually it would. I would like that. Because I did enjoy it, but I must say that I was really proud to be an adopted New Zealander watching the beginning. I thought it was world class the way they did the opening ceremony. It was really reminiscent of when you've seen spectacular openings of events from other world events, the Olympics,
and
that kind of thing.
I'm not sure what the budget was for it. I presume there must have been a reasonably substantial budget.
I think it would have been very
but it was well done, really well done. And it'll be interesting to see how the tournament overall goes, because the logistics of it being all around the country and everything will be fantastic to see how we compare.
And you know, ultimately, you know, a lot of them do look really good in shorts. So it's not all bad for watching.
Right. You're beginning to see what I'm up against here, people.
And not only that, but I thought there were some really nice hairdos as well there. Yeah.
I will be looking forward to the Boobs on Bike World Cup special.
I was just about to say, what's that got to do with World Cup? Well, yeah, Boobs
World
on Bike.
World Cup special. And what they're doing, Emma, the money's going to charity.
What money?
They're putting out for tender.
Don't look at me.
For tender.
Don't look at me.
People who want to paint the woman in the body paint.
Oh.
And you bid that through an auction and the money's going to charity. So that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. So is that
Joan and I have already bid.
Have you really?
Yeah.
So is that for I'm sorry, I don't know how we quite got onto this actually. not so much a smooth segue there, Darby. So what you're saying is that there is a rugby special Boobs on.
That's
Boobs
right.
On bikes.
Boobs on Bikes, up and down Queen Street.
Okay.
To raise money for charity and probably to raise the awareness of Steve Crowe's empire, probably.
Well, let's not be too cynical.
Well, no, let's not. To be.
Because, you know, it's a fun family event, that, isn't it, really?
Yes. Yes.
Or maybe, perhaps not.
Maybe not.
Perhaps not, no. For charity, it's all good
it's all
in
for
my
charity,
book.
Which is a good thing.
So, do I take it then? What's the next match? Are there more matches today?
There's matches every day. England are playing Argentina tonight.
Somebody's laughing out there in the rest of the studio.
And of course, it's my friend Jones celebrating his birthday. I'm pretty sure he told me it wasn't his 60th, and that might be right because I think we celebrated that last year. So
yeah,
it must be
too.
His 61st.
Yeah.
And he's having a few drinks, and he's had to reschedule his drinks.
That's right.
Around the rugby. So it's now 6 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock because he really didn't think it through. I don't know what he's doing. I really don't.
No, because that's it.
So there's games.
England are playing tonight.
That's right. England Argentina at 8:30.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, they clash with the Warriors who are playing in Brisbane at the same time. But we'll have to do a little bit of channel surfing, I guess.
How do you mean?
So we can see one. The mighty Vodafone Warriors, our great rugby league team. are playing in the semi-finals against Brisbane in Brisbane, and that's at the same time.
But that's different from the World Cup.
That's different from the World Cup.
Oh, you see, now you're just confusing me now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because there's two lots of rugby, aren't there?
Yes, rugby and rugby league.
Right, right. Yes. Well, that's a bit silly, putting it on at the same time as another...
Can't be helped. Can't be helped.
I see.
One of those things.
Is it?
Yes, it
couldn't,
is.
Couldn't be rescheduled.
Couldn't be rescheduled.
They couldn't have asked him to do it Sunday morning or something.
Jones should have asked them, really. He's managed to reschedule his drink, so
exactly.
Should have rescheduled this minuscule match where they've got 60,000 people all with tickets to go.
Yeah, yeah.
No big deal, really, is it?
Not really, no. Well, I mean, I would imagine that there are some people still... Oh, I'm not going to be cynical. No, I'm not going to... hush my mouth.
Still waiting to see the All Blacks play Tonga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a shame. We won't laugh at that because that's actually really.
No. We'll save that for Wednesday night.
So let's reiterate your shows when?
Wednesday night, 7 till 8, and Crouch, Touch, Pause, Engage, covering all things to do with the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, that's on at the moment, in case anybody hadn't noticed.
Well, it's just a minor event that's going on in New Zealand at the moment.
Yeah, just for those people.
You may have noticed a few flags and set around the place.
Oh,
yes.
I just thought they were there to make the place look pretty.
Oh, well, you know. And it's good to see. I mean, all over the island, there's flags everywhere. There's people got flags out of their cars. They're wearing shirts, of course, and I've seen people walking down the street with shirts. So there's a bit of banter going on everywhere. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's brilliant and fantastic. And secretly, I'm going to let you into a secret.
Yes.
Because nobody else will know. I actually do want the All Blacks to win.
Good. So do I.
Even though
so
I am British, and I'll probably get really slammed for that one.
I guess
my brother will be straight on the phone. You what?
You're no longer a friend of his on Facebook.
Yeah.
He's disowned you. You're gone.
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be worse if it was Manchester United playing.
Oh.
But I don't think they'd play the All Blacks, would they?
Let's not go there.
No.
Okay. No.
All right. Okay. Well, then we've got that straight. Well, listen, thanks very much, Darby.
That's right.
And,
thanks for having me.
It's awesome. I think the work that you guys are putting into the show is really something. And
yep.
I'm sure our listeners really appreciate it.
Glad
so
to hear
thank
it.
You very much.
You're welcome.